Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So today we're doing a white stone ceremony. I've never done one before, and I'm so excited that Teresa had this idea to do it. And it's a very unity tradition. The Unity is the only church that I know of that does the white stone ceremony, and it's traditionally done the first Sunday in the new year, which is the Sunday after the Burning Bowl, because Burning Bowl is typically a releasing, and the white stone ceremony is a bringing the good in. So I'm really excited that we get to do this today. And there's power in people, even if you're not with those people. So when I posted that we were doing this, I have reverends that I know from seminary school that are doing it at California today too. So all across the country, all across the world, this is what Unity churches are doing today. So I'm so glad to be a part of this. So why a white stone? I had to look into this because I had no idea. And way back when, back in Jesus's time, when there was a trial, the jury would cast their vote with a stone. So every jury member would have two stones. They'd have a black stone and a white stone. The black stone is if they found you guilty, and the white stone is if they found you innocent. So getting a white stone was the equivalent of being given freedom. And that's what we're here to do today, is where it's a piece of freedom for ourselves. And Teresa's going to go more into detail about how we do that. She's going to lead us in the meditation and ceremony to go through it. But I just wanted to kind of share that little piece of information about the history of it. Because this is actually mentioned in Revelations 2:17, where John talks about the people being given a new name. He says, "Let anyone who has an ear listen to what Spirit is saying to the churches." And this ear that he was referring to, it's not the outer ear, but the ear of the soul, which is within each of us. This refers to the ear that hears the still small voice inside and whispers to us. Just like that perfect song that Kenneth picked out, that he has such a uncanny knack to do. And we develop this inner listening quality by getting out of our head, our intellect, and connecting with our heart. So that's what we're going to be doing in a little bit, is we're going to connect with our heart. So we are invited to ask for guidance on what our word or word is going to be for the year. But in order to be receptive to that guidance, we have to learn how to listen. Because anytime we are communicating, there's always two parts of communication. You're speaking and you're listening. If you're only doing one, that's not communication. So Ernest Holmes wrote in Science of Mind, in the section about finding the Christ within, he wrote this a couple pages I'm going to read, narrow down, that really go into how Jesus learned to listen. And I thought it was so relevant and so beautiful. God is the infinite spirit, the limitless conscious life of the universe, the one infinite person with whom all people live, the one indivisible whole. Holy, 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 inner presence great and mighty, inner light that shines divinely, inner life that lives completely, inner joy that smiles serenely, inner peace that flows so deeply, inner calm, untroubled, happy, inner love that gives so freely, inner truth that never fails me, inner power that holds securely, inner eye that sees so clearly, inner ear that hears him always, inner voice that speaks supremely, inner good that binds me to thee, holy, 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 Lord God within me. All of that is within. Because we know here at Unity that God isn't something out here. God is in here. God is in our heart. He is in our soul. He's in our mind, our thoughts, our words, our prayers. God is within. Holmes goes on to say that we must not look afar to see the Christ, for he is ever near at hand. He is always within us. To the individual, there can never be any power, truth, or life unless he is able to realize and recognize it. We have to be able to recognize the God within to truly live a fulfilled life. Jesus stands alone as a man who knew himself and was cognizant of his relationship to the perfect whole. In the ecstasy of self-realization, he proclaimed the truth to be working through him. Jesus spent much of his time communing with his own soul, for it is through our inner thought that we contact God. To this remarkable man, out of the silence of his own soul, came a direct revelation of his sonship, his oneness with God. Back of the conflict of ideas, back of the din of external life and action, back in the innermost recesses of the uplifted thought and silent contemplation, there is a voice ever proclaiming, "This is my beloved son." And that voice is everyone's voice. Seldom does this voice penetrate our outer world of human experience. Seldom does anyone allow it to perfectly express through him. And I'm guilty of that. Seldom allow it. Wish I could allow it more. I'm trying. But we must listen. We must learn to listen for this voice. Whether we call it a consciousness, intuition, or whatever you will, it is there. That voice is there. No man need go unguided through life, for all are divine at the center, and all are images of the Most High. We all have equal access to this unguided voice of God within. We just have to listen. As the external Jesus gave way to the divine, the human took on the Christ spirit and became the voice of God to humanity. How wonderfully he did this. It constitutes the history of Christianity and much of the enlightenment of modern civilization. Which is true. No person has ever made a greater influence on this world than Jesus did. You could have all the rulers throughout history combined, and they haven't changed the world as much as this one person did. And yet, it would be a grave mistake to suppose that he was different from any other man. He was a man who knew himself and his direct relationship to the whole. This was the secret of his success. That is the only difference between you and Jesus, is that he fully recognized his oneship with God. He fully recognized the God within. To think of Jesus as being different from other men is to misunderstand his mission and purpose in life. He was a way shower and proved his way to be correct. His method was direct, dynamic, and powerful, yet extremely easy and simple to understand. He believed in God in himself as power and reality. Believing in God within, he was compelled to believe in himself. So I'm going to read that last sentence again because it's a powerful one. Believing in God within, he was compelled to believe in himself. Because how can you not believe in yourself if you believe that God is within? You can't. So the more that we can learn to embrace that oneness with God, that unity, the more we get to express it. So, Teresa is going to lead us into the next part, where we will learn, go within and listen.
So one of the things I want to add to what she said is not only the white stone and the black stone as far as being judged, but then when someone comes out of prison, they're given a white stone because they've done their time and they're free and they get a clean slate. And the Romans are saying you can be accepted everywhere now because you did your time and now you get to start fresh again. So the calendar year, we do this at the beginning of every calendar year, and the calendar year is a very third-dimensional thing, right? It's all about our senses. It's all about what we see, feel, touch, and what we're about to do is go into the fourth dimension, go into transcendent, into a higher realm, into a deeper realm, and it's where Jesus called the kingdom of heaven. So we're going to be quiet and we're going to drop in to that place where we are all one and we are all connected and we are all God, as Krista had already said. So, and that's where this word is going to come from. It's going to come from that place within us where we are God. And it's that place within us that knows whatever this word is, we are already that. But the God within us is asking us to experience it more and more this year. In Unity, we teach that the way to make change in your life is to take on a new thought, a new empowered thought. So this word that comes through you is a guide to how you're going to think this year. Now, everyone has a new stone. Does everyone have a new stone? Excellent. Now, this stone isn't really new. Most of these stones are pretty ancient, as we are. Our souls are very ancient. So I invite you to hold the stone and remember that your soul is ancient, that you've been around, but you're born anew all the time. It's a spiritual paradox that takes us into the mystery of God. This stone has been cut into a new shape. It did not come out of the earth in this form. And that is you being formed into a new shape by spirit. This ceremony has ancient roots. Now, at the beginning of the year, many people like to have goals and write down achievements, but this is to focus on what we are called to be in order to birth the emerging vision of our highest essence. So hold your stone and remember you are starting with a clean slate. This stone represents that clean slate, and it signifies your freedom. So what's going to happen is I'm going to guide you into the silence, and then Kenneth is going to have a little bit of music, and then we're going to have some complete silence. And then we're going to be brought back in with some more music, and then I'm going to talk for a little bit. So if you feel comfortable, please close your eyes. We will make a quiet place for revelation between spirit and us. Take this opportunity to arrange your body in a way that's comfortable and supported so that you are alert and awake. Connect with your inner body, with your breath. We're first going to get grounded, so that will allow your spirit body to be more present. So imagine a cord running from your first chakra at the base of your spine, running down to the ground and into the earth, going down about 2 miles into the earth. Feel your cord attached to a crystal. Now give it a little tug so that you know you are grounded and your spirit body can take hold. I invite you to hold your stone with your palms face up in your lap. As you breathe, imagine you are breathing in through your hands as if you are drawing your breath through the palm of your hands. Drawing that nourishing, revitalizing, restoring breath of the source of your being up through the palm of your hands. As you have your awareness on your hands, notice what you notice. Do you feel a tingling? Warmth, cold. Simply notice what you notice. Feel the weight of your stone in your hand. It is a part of you, yet separate. It is ancient, yet new as your soul. There is something waiting to be revealed. So this stone in your hand represents a new beginning, a fresh start. We are not defined by our past. We are constantly being born anew. We have the ability to choose for ourselves the path of freedom, a path that empowers us to boldly claim who it is we have come here to be and what it is we have come here to express. So right here and right now, I invite you to open your heart to a new way of being. The blank space on your stone represents that which is still unwritten. Acknowledge your past is complete and notice what is arising now anew. We are noticing the newness that wants to happen in, through, and as you. Like fresh, cool water, your higher self is flowing through you now. The intelligence of your own innate wisdom is beckoning you to see what it is that wants to be revealed. So for the next several moments, we are going into the silence together. During that time, I invite you to just notice what shows up in your consciousness. It may be a word, a symbol, a phrase, a theme. Simply notice. If the mind comes in to make something happen, we don't have to make anything happen. We just have to make it welcome by relaxing into your breath, opening our hearts, and simply being. Take a breath. As you come back to this room, stay connected. Gabe or Tim, can you pass out those pens and pencils, please? If no word came, it does not mean you have done anything wrong. Your higher self, your inner wisdom, will not keep the next step of your unfoldment a secret. There'll be pens coming around. I don't know that there's one for everybody, so just share. But you want to write your word on your stone. Once you've written your word, gaze upon your word. Notice the sacred quality of having something being expressed from your inner intuition. From your own Christ consciousness that is being uniquely expressed as you. As you go about your days and weeks and months ahead, as this beautiful year of 2024 unfolds, have this stone somewhere where you can see it and call to mind this beautiful quality, this capacity of the divine that is seeking to be expressed through you. Know that whatever you have written on your stone, you can express because it is already there. It is already in you. It is already a part of you. This is your higher self saying, "This is you." The universe and those of us around you want to see it because we all need each other's gifts. As we close our time in meditation, we turn within to our heart space and thank yourself for coming to this ceremony. Thank yourself for releasing the past and being bold to claim a whole new name for yourself. As the Christ consciousness that is expressing itself through everyone in this room, we are grateful. And so it is. Amen.